Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Chaf Tes in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. It is the 682nd daf in Shas. I hope everybody had a beautiful Shavuos. It's a tremendous simcha to have been mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And Bezras Hashem, looking forward, continuing our march in Talmud Bavli with the two crowns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us when we said Naseh V'Nishma. We continue on Daf Chav Tes, that's the topic for the Daf of Isru Chag for the Bnei HaGolus. On Friday, Erev Shabbos, Parshas Balos, Chatovshin Ayin Dalid. We're going to discuss on the top of Chav Tes, Amid Aleph, the requirement of the one who blows shofar to have in mind to be motzi those who are listening. Then we are going to have a Mishnah that's going to emphasize the critical part of Kavanah when it comes to all parts in Avodas Hashem, not only the subject of the last couple of dapim in regards to mitzvah, srichas, kavana, and having kavana when you're being motzi somebody, but how it permeates even in other parts in Avodas Hashem, the famous pasuk v'yakash yorim Moshe yodo v'govar Yisro. The Gemara on the bottom of the Yavud will discuss the halachos of chetzi eved chotzer bachorim, and will introduce us to the rule of Yotza Motzi, that if you were Yotze a mitzvah, you could do the mitzvah again and make the bracha. That will conclude the third perek. Bezer Hashem, the fourth perek, will discuss the halachos of Yom Tov that falls out on Shabbos, and whether they blew the shofar or not. There were different parameters and different customs, depending on different communities, and through the times of the Rishonim, there were different approaches, and Bezer Hashem will mention that as well. So let's Bezer Hashem begin. Four words from the end of the Amud on Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Amar Le Rabbi Zeira L'Shamei. Rabbi Zeira said to his Shamish, the one who helped him, Ichavein V'Tokali, have Kavana to be Motzi me when you blow for me. Alma, says the Gemara in the top line of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, Kasavar Mashmiya Boi Kavana. Not only does the one who listened, that we learned in the Mishnah on the top of Chazayin Amud Beis, that he has to have in mind to be Yotzei the mitzvah, but also the one who is producing the sound, whether it being the Baal Kori, in this case the Baal Tokeya, needs to have in mind to be Motzi him. Alma Kosover Mashmiya Boikavon, asking Bara, two lines on Talmud Chetas Amud Aleph, Mei Sive, Hoyoi Verachore Beis HaKnesses, the Mishnah in the previous daf again on Chav Zayin Amud Beis said that if someone was passing in the back of the shul, if he hears the sound of the shofar or the megillah, as long as he has intention, he's going to be yotze. But even if he had kavana, what significance is it? The one who's reading, the one who's blowing, did not have kavana. The Mishnah just says that I need to have kavana when I'm passing by. What about the blower? Didn't Rabbi Zeira hold that the blower or the balkari needs to have a mind to be mechavin for him? Answers the Gemara, seven lines on top. No, here we're talking about someone who's a shliach tzibur, was sent up by the tzibur to read the Megillah, to blow the shofar. So the daite akuli alma, his das is to be motzi everybody. Hence, it should be always thought by shliach tzibur that they're having in mind to be motzi everybody. The Gemara continues, Tashma, come and here I will bring you a proof to the above point that Rabbi Zeira had taught, that the Mashmiya also has to be Mechavin. Niskavin Shomei V'lo Niskavin Mashmiya. If the one who hears had Kavana, but not the one who was being motzi, he did not have Kavana to be motzi the Shomeya. Niskavin Mashmiya V'lo Niskavin Shomeya Lo Yotza Ach Yiskavin Shomeya U'Mashmiya. Both the one who hears and the one who's making here, in other words, the reader or the Baal Tokeya, needs to have kavana. Ketani mashmiya, dumi the shomea. Ma shomea shomea la'atzmo, af mashmiya, mashmiya la'atzmo. The Gemara deduces that the shomea has to have in mind for himself, and the mashmiya has to have in mind for himself. Uktani lo yotza, and the case in which we said is lo yotza is when he didn't have in mind to be motzi himself. But if he had in mind to be motzi himself, even if he didn't have in mind to be motzi the shomeya, it would be acceptable, even if it's not a case of a shliach tzibur who has in mind to be motzi everybody. Answers the Gemara, you're right, this is dependent on machlokes time. Tanalihi, desanya, shomea shomea latzma mashmia shmia lefi darko. That a shomea has in mind to be yotzi for himself, and the mashbia could have in mind to be mashmia in any way he would like. Lefi darko, the way he would like. Amar Rabbi Yossi said that does not work. So the Tanakama seems to be saying he doesn't need to have kavana to be motzi, the person who's listening. While Rabbi Yossi says that applies to a shliach tzibur, presumably Rabbi Yossi is saying because the shliach tzibur anyhow is going to have kavana to be motzi others, but a regular individual like Rabbi Zera had taught us on the top of our Amud is of the opinion that you need both the Shomea Mashmia to have Kavana, the Shomea to have in mind to be Yotze, the Mashmia to have in mind that he's being Motzi somebody. We begin a new Mishnah. The Mishnah says, V'ayakasha yorim Moshe yodoy v'govar Yisroel, quoting the Pasuk, that when Moshe Rabbeinu took Klal Yisroel out to fight Amalek, so when Moshe's hands were up, so then Klal Yisroel was successful. Now, what's our Mishnah doing over here that's going to analyze this phenomenon? So the Meiri writes that since the last Mishnah on top of Chazayin Amud Beis spoke about the concept of Kavana, so too over here we speak about the concept of Kavanas Haruchnius and not necessarily only Kavanas HaMitzvahs that are critical for the Ruchnius, but so too in understanding about the relationship between our actions and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in terms of the way we perceive them and act upon them and cognitize them, all of those things are critical in Avodas Hashem as well. Says the Mishnah, V'chiyado shel Moshe oiseis milchama, oiseis milchama. Do the hands of Moshe create war or break war? The Pasuk says that when his hands were up, we were successful. When they were down, we weren't. El Eloi Malecha, but it's coming to tell you. Kol Matcha Yisrael, Mesaklin Kapi, Milo. When Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were pointed up, so then, in such a case, when Klal Yisrael was looking upwards, umeshabdim eslibam laviim shabashamayim, and they put their hearts in servitude to their fathers in heaven, hayu miskabim. Then they were successful. Vimlav hayu noiflim, but otherwise they would fall. Kayotze bedover atoimer. Similarly, we see that when there was a plague, and Klal Yisrael was being bitten by snakes, so the pasuk says, vayas Moshe. In Pasuk Tes, in Perichof Aleph of Chukas, Vayas Moshe Nechash Nechoshes Vayisimeo Anes Vahoyim Noshach Anochoshes Ish Vihibitel Nechash Nechoshes Vachoy, that when they looked at the serpent that Moshe Rabbeinu had constructed, then they lived. Says the Mishnah, Vayakol Aneshkev Rohos Vachay Vichinochosh Memes Anochosh Mechaye. Does the snake cause one to die or to live? Does this figurine make the difference? Chas v'chalila. Ela bizman Yisrael mistaken klapei ma'ilum shabdim eslibam laviim shabashem ma'im. Same thing when they looked up and they decided that their hearts were given over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hayu misrapim v'lav hayu nimukim. And if not, then they were struck with the deathly bite. Period. Cheresh shote v'katan eimot tines ravi dechavas. Now we go back to Hilchos Shofar. Cheresh shote v'katan, a deaf mute, someone who does crazy things as described in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Five crazy things are the attributes of a shote. For example, ma'abed mashinosanlo, if you give him an object, he destroys it. As well as a katan, they cannot be motzi esarab midei chavasan. Zeh klal. Kol she'enim mechayiv bedover, enim motzi esarab midei chavasan. If they're not chayiv in themselves, so then they can't fulfill someone else's obligation. Begins the Gemara, Tan Rabbana, Kol Chayavim B'Tkiya Shofar. Everyone is included in the mitzvah of Tkiya Shofar. Kan v'Yisrael. All three groups of Klal Yisrael, Kohen Levi Yisrael, Gerim v'Avodim Meshuchram v'Tumtum v'Androgynous. Even converts and servants and two individuals who have a suffix, whether Zachar Nekeva, Tumtum is an individual, has neither simanim of a man or a female, and Androgynous has both. Misha Chetziv Evi V'Chetziv Ben Chorin, as well as someone who's a half Evich and a half Ben-Chorim. Tumtim, what is halacha in regards to a Tumtim? Because he's a Safek in regards to being Motzi others. Ain't a Motzi lo yisminu v'lo yisheinamin. He can't be Motzi anybody else. Androgynous Motzi yisminu v'lo yisheinamin. Androgynous could be Motzi another Androgynous, but not anybody else. because there's a suffix whether he's a bar chiyuv. Since shofar is a mitzvah saseh shezman groa, women are exempt from the mitzvah. And the chiluk between androgynous and tumtum is, since the simanim, the signs of whether a tumtum is a man or a woman, are hidden, and we don't know that it could be either a man or a woman, so the one who's blowing might be a man, and the one who's hearing is a woman, or vice versa, the one who's blowing is a woman, and the one who's hearing is a man. So therefore, a tumtum cannot be motzi somebody else. Androgynous is a contradiction in terms, in the sense that he's both a man and a woman, and therefore he'll be able to be motzi another androgynous who's also a man and a woman. There's no fear that one of them is a man and the other being a woman. The Gemara continues, Mi shechetzi oved v'chetzi ben chorin, but if he's a half eved and half free, ein emotzi los mino v'lo she'en mino. He can't be motzi others, he can't even be motzi someone who's like him. Why? Because even if there's someone who's like him, who's a chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chorin, there's a part of the individual that's blowing, the chetzi eved part, that can't be motzi the ben chorin part of the person who's listening. Hence, he's not able to be motzi lo asmino v'lo she'en amino. The Gemara continues, Amar mar, kol chayom tkiya shofar klan levim v'yisrael pshita. Why do I need to say that all three groups of klal yisrael are chayiv? That's davar pashut. The pasuk doesn't differentiate at all. Why would we have thought that it would be different? I hani lo mechayiv, ma mechayiv vi. If these people are not chayiv, who are not? This is klal yisrael, klan levim v'yisrael. Answers the Gemara, it's trichale. No, there's a chiddush over here. Sakadai techamino. I would have thought, holuk siv yom trua yelachem. That only those who have a Yom Truah, that there's one Yom Truah in them for in the year. That's how the Torah describes it in Parshas Pinchas. So there the Torah describes it as a Yom Truah, day of Truah. That means that the individual who's Chayiv is having their one day. The only one who has this mitzvah is that it's his day of Tkiah, no other days. Because Kohanim have the mitzvah other days of the year, any time we bring a carbon musaf, so there it says, so there it's not the only day of Truah Rosh Hashanah, so maybe he's not going to be chayv. Kamash Malon, so that's what the Bryce is coming to bring out, not to learn the psukim, that it's only for those who have one day of shofar in the entire year. Asks the Gemara, what type of havamina is that? The Gemara continues. 8 lines left into now. Mi dami, hasam chatzotzros v'hacha shofar. Over there, the chiyuv is with the trumpets. Here we're talking about with the shofar. El itzrach, salkadai tachamina ho lutznan shava yov l'rosh shana l'tkiyu l'brachas. We learned earlier on chaf vav amibes that the type of shofar you use on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel is the same. And it also gets the same number of brachos in its tefillah. And whoever is included in the mitzvah of Yovel is included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. But Kohanim don't have the mitzvah of Yovel. What does that mean? Disnan, because we learn in Maseches Erechin in the Mishnah, Kohanim v'Levim mochrin la'olam, v'gon la'olam. As an introduction to these mitzvos in regards to Yovel and the Mishnayis in Erechin, let us introduce that there are two sets of halachos in regards to someone who sells a field or his house. Someone who sells a stei achuza being something that was in his family, he's not able to redeem it. A regular Yisrael is not able to redeem it within the first 2 years. After the first 2 years, he's able to redeem it. And if he doesn't redeem it, then it goes back to him in Yovel. In contrast to the halachos of Kohanim and Levim, which we'll see shortly. A second set of halachos is someone who sells their house in a batei arechoma. So then in such a case, that means in an area that was a walled city, in such a case, he's not allowed to redeem it only in its first year. But after its first year, then he's never allowed to redeem it. In contrast to, if it being a house that's not Ba'arei Choma, so then in such a case he could always redeem it, and if he doesn't redeem it, then it goes back to him in Yovel. Now, the Mishnah says, when it comes to Kohanim Levim, so they're not bound by all these rules. Mochrin la'olam v'goalim la'olam. Now, the critical part, Rashi points out, is really the term goalim la'olam. That when it comes to the Kohanim and Levim, they're different than a Yisrael in the following way. Number one, when it comes to Bayis Barei Choma, that we said a Yisrael could only redeem it in the first year, the Levi could redeem it immediately. Secondly, when it comes to Mocher Steachuza, that he's not allowed to redeem it, Yisrael is not allowed to redeem it within the first 2 years, a Levi is able to redeem it immediately. So, when it comes to these halachos, which are dependent on Yovel, all of these halachos only apply when it comes to Yovel. There, Kohanim and Levim are different. And since Kohanim don't have the regular mitzvahs of Yovel, so then in such a case, I would have thought, since they're not including the mitzvah of Yovel, Ema continues the Gemara in the last narrow line, b'mitzvah de Rosh Hashanah lo lichayvu, that they're not included in the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah. Kamash v'lan, they are. Hence, we need the Mishnah to tell us, hakol chayavim tkiyah shofar, kohanim levim v'yisraelim. The Gemara continues, 6 lines from the bottom, misha chetzi oevah v'chetzi b'nchorin, in a motzalos mina v'lo sheino mina, we learn, someone who's a half of it and half free, he can't be motzi, neither someone who's like him, nor someone that's not. We said that every one of these individuals has a half of them that's an eved that can't be motzi. The other person's half was a ben chorin. Amar Rav Huna ula'atzma motzi. He himself, he could be motzi. Amar le Rav Nachman the Rav Huna maishna lachem delo. Why is it any different than anybody else? Delo asit zad avdus umapik zad cheirus, because you can't have the side of him that's an eved, the part of him that's an eved, be motzi his friend's side that's cheirus. Atzon nami lo asit zad avdus dide umapik zad cheirus dide? Question mark. But here, the side of him that's an eved can't be motzi side unless a ben chorin. El amar of Nachman af latzon ain a motzi. He can't even be motzi himself. Mark continues 2 lines from the Ban Tanya Nami Hochi Misha Chetzi Ove V'Chetzi Ben Chorin Af La'atzmo Ein Motzi. He can't be Motzi himself. Tani Ahava Brei De Rabbi Zera. Ahava the son of Rabbi Zera said, Kol HaBrachos Kula. This is an important rule when it comes to all brachos. Af Al Pi Sheyotza Motzi. Even if you were already Yotzi the mitzvah, for example, when it comes to Kiddush, you could be Motzi somebody else. Chutz, the exception is mibirchas halechem or birchas hayayim. When it comes to, not kiddush, but a regular bracha of birchas hanenin, Rashi explains, because of the idea that the reason why we make a bracha, the Gemara in Brachos on Lamed Heim and Aleph tells us, is also le'adam lehenos ba'olam hazeh below bracha. So then, the mitzvah to make a bracha is not a obligation of a certain responsibility, but the food is aser for me to eat until I make a bracha. When it comes to mitzvos, there's a concept of arvus, and that is that I have a responsibility in my mitzvah to make sure that you're doing a mitzvah as well. Hence, therefore, I could be motzi when it comes to another mitzvah. However, when it comes to birchas hanenin, then in such a case, klutzim birchas halechem birchas yayin shim lo yotza motzi, vim yotza ena motzi. That I could be motzi if I have to make the birchas hanenin, but if I don't, I can't. The Gemara continues moving on to Amud Beis. Boy, Rabbi asked, if I'm shal birchas halechem shel matzah, what about when it comes to matzah? There, you're making a motzi lechem in a aretz. On the one hand, it's a birchas hamitzvah. On the other hand, it's also a birchas hanenin. Birchas yayin shel kiddush hayom mau. Since it's a chiyuv on the one, maybe I could be motzi you. Or you could say that the bracha itself is not a chov, and therefore, in other words, it's not a mitzvah. I would have to make a bracha of birchas hanenin on it either way. Tashma, come in here, says the Gemara. Dam Ravashi kivin be Rav Papa mekadoshon. Rav Papa make kiddush v'chayavi hasi arisi midab rahavim mekadoshlu. And then when someone else came, when the other sharecroppers came, so then in such a case, he would make Kiddush again. So we see that even if you already yotze the chiyuv of Kiddush, we don't look at it simply a Berchas Hananin. We look at it as a din of a chiyuv, and we say the rule of Yotza Motzi. Last topic of our perek. 4 lines before the 4th perek. On Chavtes Amin Beis Tan Rabban La Yifra, Sadan Prusa La Archin. Elim Kein Ochel Imon. A person should not give bread, but Rashi explains it doesn't mean to give bread, but the birchas hamotzi, a person should not be motzi somebody else except if he's eating with them. However, he's allowed to make a bracha for them in order to teach them to make a bracha if they wouldn't without him. The Ritva goes so far as to say that the isra of bracha of atola is only midrabanan, and therefore we were make a in a case of where he's teaching children. This is an important makar in terms of teaching children and brachos, that it could be that the bracha levatala, according to the Ritva, will be makealon lechancham b'mitzas. U'mahalo ba'megillah afal pishi yotza motzi. And how in Megillah there is no issue, because there we have, as we described in our Gemara, the rule of yotza motzi. Hadran alach ru'u bezdin, Baruch Hashem, we figured, finished Perek of Ru'u Bezdin, and now we begin Bezer Hashem, the fourth Perek. Yom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos, the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah that fell out on Shabbos. B'Migdash Hayutaykin, in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow the shofar. Avolo B'Medina, but they didn't blow it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. We're going to see in the Gemara that in the Beis HaMikdash, we're not afraid that if they're going to blow shofar, they'll come to Chilul Shabbos. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, we are concerned. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Shiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Sheitokin B'chol Makom Sheish Bo Bezdin. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai did not want us to forget that the blowing of shofar took place in the Beis HaMikdash. And just like the Beis HaMikdash guarded from Chilul Shabbos, and therefore they were able to blow on Shabbos, so too Bezdin has that power as well. I'll just add that the Rif said that he used to continue blowing as late as the Rif. They used to continue blowing, and it was considered a makom shiyesh bo bezdin. Amar Rabbi Lazar taught lo hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Mezakeh el biyavne bilvad. It wasn't in every bezdin that they used to blow on Shabbos, but only in Yavne. Amar lo, they said to him, echad Yavne vechad kol makom shiyesh bo bezdin. They disagreed with Rabbi Lazar, and they said, no, any place that has a bezdin. Va'oidzois, hoisi Yerushalayim yisir al Yavne. And certainly Yerushalayim, that when it was built, Rashi says, they had another mila. Shekol ir shirayi roya v'shamasu krovi chol lava v'tokin. Any city that was able to see Yerushalayim, the Gemara will explain also that it's able to hear, and it's close enough to be able to come. The Gemara will explain what all those things are. Token, they would blow. Ubi Yavna lo yitoken el bezdin uvad. But in Yavna, they would only blow. In that bezdin, they would not blow in the areas, the outlying areas that saw it. And that is a maila that Yerushalayim had over any other place. The Gemara asks, Minani Mili, from where do we know that the halacha is that you don't blow shofar except in the Beis HaMikdash or places with the Bezdin on Shabbos? That there's such an idea that on Shabbos we don't blow. Now, interestingly, over here, the Gemara gives a source min HaTorah. Amar Levi Bar Lachma, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina, Kosav Echad Omer Shabbos, Shabboson Zichron Teruah. On the one hand, the Torah and Parsha Samar describes Rosh Hashanah as a time to remember Teruah, but not to actually blow. The Kosav Echad Omer, another Pasuk says, Yom Teruah Yelachem. In Parsha's Pinchas, it says that it's a day of blowing. Loi Kasha, and there's no contradiction, Kam B'Yom Tov Shechalios B'Shabbos, Kam B'Yom Tov Shechalios B'Chol. When it falls out on the weekday, so then we actually blow. When it falls out on Shabbos, the source is Min HaTorah. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina claims, we do not blow, but rather that's when we fulfill the Zichron part. Rava doesn't like this idea. Amar Rava, Imid Araisehi, B'Migdash Heichit HaKinon. If that would be so, then why do they blow in the Migdash? Va'oid, Halad Malachehi. Why would it be that it should be mutter? Bitmiya Rashi explains. Is it not a malacha that should be prohibited? What type of malacha is the itzrach kra limyute? Why would the Torah say that it's aser? Blowing is not a shofar, it's not one of the 39 malachas. The Tanidveri Shmuel taught, kom lechas avoda lasasu. The Torah says that you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Yatzasa tkiya shofar udiyas pashi chachma veinu malacha. It was never considered a malacha. The Gemara in Masechah Shabbos says that blowing a shofar and taking out bread from the oven is a chachma, but it's not a malacha. Talent is probably the best word, and not considered a act of creation. So what is going on in this drasha of Rabbi Chama? It doesn't make sense on two fronts. Number one, if it's us or to do, then how could they do it on Mikdash? And number two is actually, what malacha is it altogether? El Amar Rava Midaraisa Mishrishari. Rather, Rava disagrees and says, Min HaTorah, it's permissible. Aye, then what's going on over here? Why don't we blow on Shabbos? Rabban Hudo Gazer Bei Kidir Rabba, the famous rule of Rabba that appears in Maseches Sukkah on Membeis on the Beis. Dama Rabba Kol Chayom Mitkiyah Shofar Veina Kol Bikim Mitkiyah Shofar. There are some people who don't know how to blow shofar, even though everyone is chayiv, and we're afraid. Zereshem yitzlana biyada v'elechetz abaki lomot v'avirenu dalet amas per shas harabim. We're afraid that the individual is going to come to carry it four amas in the rishus harabim. V'haynu time of the lulav, and that's the same reason we don't take a lulav outside of the Migdash on Shabbos. V'haynu time of the Megillah, and that's the same reason as well why we don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. The Gemara continues on the first wide line of Chav Teslam Abayz. Mishachar Beis HaMikdashiskin Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai was Masakin, just like we weren't concerned that people would come to do a Malacha in the Migdash Sot, we weren't concerned where there's a Bez and Tan Rabbonim. Pam Achas Chav Roshan Lius B'Shabbos. V'yikol Ha'orim Miskansim. It fell out on Shabbos, and all the areas around Yavne came to Yavne, all to hear the shofar like they were used to doing in Yerushalayim. Amalem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai the Bnei Beseira Niska. Should we blow like we used to do in Yerushalayim when everybody would come? Amrullah, the Bnei Beseira said, Nodun. We have to judge. We have to sit down and analyze. Will people come to carry the shofar? Amrullahem, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't want to sit down and judge it. He wanted a sack on the spot. Niska vache kachron. Let's blow, and then afterwards we'll talk about for later years. Lachshetako amrulo nodun, and then the Bnei Beseira said, "Okay, so now let's sit down." Amlehem kvar nishma karen biyavne. There already was a sound of the shofar heard in Yavne that we blew. Ve'em yishivin lachar ma'isa. Once this ma'isa was done, then in such a case we don't change it. Rashi explains because there would be a gnai that would come out if we would say now that it's aser. How could we have done it before if it was prohibited? Must be that people should continue coming to Makom Sheyesh Bo Bezdin, and they should blow. The Turei Evan explains, is quoted as explaining nicely, that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai acted in this type of way. It's a funny type of thing. He asked the Shaila, and then he knew they were going to be stuck in a precedent. It's based on the Gemara in Erevin on Samach Zayin Amid Beis, that when it comes to Dinei Derabanan, you are able to act. Avdina nuvda v'achet kach musvinan tiyufta. That you're able to act in what seems to be right, and then you're analyze the sugya. So that's the basis of Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai's actions, although this requires more elaboration and understanding than we have for the Daf Yomi's allotted worth of time. This Beis Hashem concludes Daf Chavtes in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, and I'm hoping Beis Hashem to post halacha as well from today's daily daf. Looking forward, Beis Hashem, to resume with you on Daf Lamed Aleph for Sunday, Parshas Shalach, as we march towards the conclusion of the beautiful Meseches Rosh Hashanah. Have a great Shabbos.